We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. The sun is out. And if you lived off Cape, you probably got a good little blanket of snow. Where I live here in southern Maine, we got about 6 inches of beautiful fluff. It's absolutely beautiful outside. It looks like Currier and Ives. Now you should be in the Christmas spirit and get out there and get your shopping done. I could see the storm coming, so I spent the day Saturday putting the lights on the plants in front of the house and getting that all up, the wreaths up, and so we're ready to go. Fortunately, I did it, because if I had wait to do it today, everything is covered with snow, and it just would not have been as easy of a job. If we can help you, the number, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, he'll get you set up. Okay, Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Mark on the line, who's got a question about his ornamental trees.
Okay, Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning.
Good morning.
I had a flowering chestnut and a weeping beech and a couple other really nice flowering trees. I can't remember what they are. But I was wondering, how can I propagate them?
Okay. Well, most of these plants are grown from cuttings that they would take and they would root it in a greenhouse. And, you know, you get a tree like a chestnut that's upright growing. It's not something that you can bend into the ground like you can rhododendrons. But if you want to try and root some cuttings, the first thing you'll need to do is to get a rooting hormone. Now, most nurseries and garden centers will carry a rooting powder for softwood cuttings, like geraniums or coleus, African violets, and things like that, which most people will root. But you'll need to tell them that you're trying to root some trees, and they can order for you a hardwood cutting hormone, and the percentage of the active ingredients in the powder is much, much greater. Now, what you need to do is that cutting needs to be taken on the new growth. Right now, that plant's dormant, and it's asleep for the winter, and no matter what you do, it isn't going to root. So you need to wait until spring gets here. You need the plant to flower, and then it will make the new growth. When the new growth is fully formed, and that's going to happen, normally they flower during May, and then around the middle to the end of June, early July, depending on where you live. If you live in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, you live on a cape, then I would say by the middle to the end of June, you would take a cutting of that new growth. And the tissue is going to be softer than stuff that's a year or two old, because that's getting woody.
Sure.
And What I've done that works really, really good and will save you money, you need bottom heat. So you can buy a heating cable, or what I've done, and my dad used this for years, he would take his heating pad, put the heating pad on the lowest setting there was. He would wrap a trash bag over the heating pad so that if for some reason it got wet and it wouldn't create a problem and it wouldn't get dirty. So he would get a plastic container that would hold about 2 inches of vermiculite or perlite, or you can use some sterilized sand, but vermiculite or perlite would be better.
Okay.
You would get a plastic container that's solid. Set your container on top of your heating pad, set at the lowest setting, fill the container with vermiculite, take your hardwood cuttings that would be in the neighborhood of 3 to 6 inches long, dip it in the rooting powder, shake off the excess, and space your cuttings about an inch apart in your tray, and you can buy in the early spring from your local nursery and garden center. They have these trays. I think they're like 11 by 22 inches long, solid bottom, has a clear plastic dome on it. And that would give you the greenhouse effect that would actually speed that rooting process, because you've created a little bit of a greenhouse to hold all of the humidity in there. And I think if you did that, that you would have cuttings that would form roots. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks. So if you did it in mid to late June, a heating pad with a plastic tray, vermiculite, dip your cuttings in the rooting powder, put the plastic dome, and then mist it a couple times a day, every day, then you're going to have some roots that are going to form. That would be the fastest and the easiest way for you. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate the phone call, and enjoy the weather on Cape Cod. If you want to see snow, you don't have to go far. I'm sure that the Boston area got a little bit of dusting last night. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barbara on the line, who's got a question about seaweed.
About seaweed. Okay, give me the information on seaweed. Are you using it for the vegetable garden, for the flower bed, or is there a problem with it?
Excuse me, Paul. For a vegetable garden.
Okay. Now, all you need to do is, when we lived in Scituate, Mass., we were close to the water. We would go where there is a seawall. And any place that there's a seawall, the waves would throw the seaweed up against the wall during a storm, like we had yesterday. And from hitting the seawall, it would be in smaller pieces. If you can't find a seawall, find a beach that you've got good access. And we would just take, we wouldn't take the real wide seaweed, you know, that looks like straps, but the kind of bubbly type seaweed. And my dad and I would do it in the fall. We would just put a layer of 3, 4, 5 inches right on top of the garden. And if he had time, we would rototill it in. If we didn't, it just sat there. And then in the spring, we rototilled it. Now, being that it's late in the year, you may not have the time to do that. Put it in a plastic bag. Set the plastic bag right on top of the garden, and I've done this for years, and it works really well. Seaweed is pretty heavy, especially when it's all wet. So I would fill the trash bags so I could carry them. When I got home, I would put some from a second bag into the first bag and fill it so I could just barely tie it. But before I tied it, I would dump a good gallon or more of water in that black trash bag. And black is better than the clear, because the black will absorb the heat and it will rot the seaweed. And it's amazing. You fill that bag pretty tight, put the water in it, and you'll see during the winter, as the sun hits that trash bag, the trash bag is going to get lower and lower and lower, and it's rotting. And when spring gets here, it's like this black slimy stuff in the bottom of your trash bag. And you just cut the bag open, spread it on the ground, pitchfork it in, and all of the goodness of that seaweed will be in your garden. It's absolutely fabulous stuff. I know you're going to love it. And my dad, when we lived in Scituate, we had maybe 3 or 4 inches of good soil, and then it was all sand. Well, over a 4 or 5 year period, we ended up with a foot of beautiful, rich soil. And he went from watering the garden every single day to watering it once a week. So it's like peat moss, but it's got fertilizer value from the ocean. It's a wonderful way to enrich in your soil. It builds a home for the microbes, and the microbes will make your garden grow better. It holds moisture. It holds fertilizer, so it doesn't just leach out of the ground with a heavy rain. And believe me, whatever you put into it is going to give it back to you 10 times more than what you think. And it's all natural. And the other thing is seaweed. If you should pick up some grasses, like eelgrass and things with it, you don't have to worry about weeds, because the salt water will kill and sterilize any seeds that blew into the marsh or into the water. So weeds are never, ever a problem when you're taking green plants from Mother Nature. It's a wonderful way to recondition your soil, bring it back to life, increase the microbes, more water holding capacity, and your plants grow a heck of a lot better. 800-259-9231.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women Fun Intimacy Enhancement Cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're getting close to Christmas, so those of you that are planning to do a little bit of shopping today, get out early. Don't wait till last minute like I do. Get out while the stores are not as busy as they're going to be the last week. And if you are planning on ordering a wreath, go on the internet and do it today. This is our busiest week of the whole shipping season. And everybody's going to be working nonstop to get the wreaths sent out. So go on the internet, get your order in today. We'll get out this week. And UPS was telling me on Friday that they're covering most of New England in 2 days. So if it goes out Monday, Tuesday, it should be delivered Thursday, Friday at the very, very latest. Florida is about 4 days. The West Coast is 5 days, and that will get longer and longer. So, you know, if you want to send a wreath to family members out of New England, do it sooner than later. Okay? Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Michael on the line who's got a couple questions for you about pruning trees and also about some moss.
Okay. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul,
good morning.
Can large mature trees close to a property be pruned at this time of the year? That's the first question.
Okay.
And a paver walkway and patio, this is the first year we've had moss growing between the joints. I know the easiest thing is to scrape them off, but is there any way to prevent that moss from growing there?
Okay. On your trees, the bulk of your major tree pruning is done during the winter. And they do it like maples and oaks and poplar and sycamore and all those types of trees, your leaf type trees, are best done during the winter because the branches don't have the foliage on it. And it's easier for the arborist to see the branches crisscrossing. Also, when they cut the branch, because there's less weight with the foliage, there's less of a tendency of, as they're cutting the branch, that the branch breaks and rips and then pulls some of the bark off the trunk of the tree. So the winter, ideal time. It's not like a plant like a holly that has a lot of foliage on it,
yeah,
and the pores are open. But
right,
any of your big, any of your big shade trees, the winter is really the best time.
Okay.
Now, were there other types of trees that you wanted to prune also?
Well, there's a large birch tree that's spreading, and they wanted to prune that and then also tie it together.
Yeah.
Tie it, pull it in a little bit.
Yeah, because the thing that happens with birches, if you've got a birch clump,
right,
and you can run some soft but strong rope or some vinyl-covered wire, around the branches. You need to, if you can put a little piece of hose there, it really does make a difference. But by doing something like that, that will hold the clump together, will prevent them from bending over with a heavy snow, because now you've got the strength of three plants or four plants together holding the weight of the snow except for individual ones. Now, on your patio, you can buy a moss killer. And all of your garden centers will have that in the spring. Wait until, I would say, mid-April, early May, when the weather warms up a little bit. And but there are liquids, there are powdered-type products that you could put on there. Scott's and Jonathan Green, for example, they have a moss killer for your lawn. And
yeah,
you just apply it when the moss is wet, it sticks to it. It's absorbed into the foliage, taken down to the roots, and it kills it. But if the conditions are right, it will come back, but at least you'll kill what's there. You give it a good cleaning. And what I would do is I would kill it, clean up the mess, and then make a mild solution with a little bit of bleach, maybe like a cup of bleach to a gallon of water. And with a broom, kind of work it into the cracks and crevices as long as you're not near your perennial bed or the grass. But for the middle, no problem.
Of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation.
Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Good morning and happy holiday. Merry Christmas to all of you. Boy, it's really beginning to look like Christmas here. It was funny. We got all outside decorations on during the day yesterday, and the snow started at my house here in Kennebunk about 2 o'clock or so. And we had got everything done, and the sun was really coming down. Came inside, put on the television, and there it was, White Christmas. So we ended up watching the White Christmas before going to bed last night, and boy, does it look beautiful. So I hope you all get in the holiday spirit. Hopefully you got a little bit of snow where you live, not a lot where it creates a problem, but enjoy the snow and get used to it. It's December, and you've got all of January, all of February, and maybe a little bit of March. Who knows? Some years it's early, some years it's late, but let's hope it comes in increments of 3 to 4 inches and not by the foot or more per storm. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Max on the line who's got a question about wisteria.
Okay, Max, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a beautiful wisteria shrub that I planted about 3 years ago, and it's growing on an arbor in the middle of a 36-foot fence.
Yep.
And it's doing just great, and it's got about maybe 12 branches growing up. And my problem is it's got a great deal of foliage, but very few flowers.
Okay. How much sunshine is it
these
getting?
Canes out now, or should I leave it go as it is? Or
okay. Is it getting plenty of sunshine?
Yes, it gets full sun, but it's northwest, southeast facing trellis. And so naturally, one side is much more sun than the other.
Right. Okay. And how long have you had it?
About 3 years.
About 3 years. Okay.
And
when
my
sprinkler
hits it in the summer, so it's...
It's getting plenty of
well
water.
Watered.
Okay. If it's going to bloom, the flower buds are already made on that plant.
Uh-huh.
The buds of a wisteria are made during June, July, August, and September for the following year. Now, when I first started growing a wisteria, we had one at the nursery where I worked, and it had branches about 1 inch in diameter. And the first couple of years, it really didn't do a heck of a lot. You get a few flowers here and there, but nothing major. And the owner of the nursery said, 4th of July, cut back 3/4 of the new growth. Because wisteria will grow 6-7 feet in 1 year because it's a fast-growing
yes.
vine.
Sure
so,
it does.
So that first year, I took, you know, if it was 6 feet long, I took 5 feet right off of it and mm-hmm. only kept the foot of the new growth. And what I saw happening was the energy was now making the branches and the trunk thicker in diameter, which in the long run made the plant a heck of a lot stronger. And that way, if you did get a heavy wet snow, it didn't break with wet snow. But I kept pruning it back, and I did that year after year after year. And within a couple of years, the thickness had almost doubled in size, and within a couple of years, the blooming started to increase. And traditionally, the wisteria blooms in New England around Mother's Day weekend, in that time span during mid-May, mid to late May. And when it gets done blooming, it will make the new growth. And then the 4th of July, take about 75-80% of that vining growth right off of it so that you begin to create almost a tree type of a structure. And on your trellis, the same thing is going to happen. You're going to see the branches are going to get thicker. They're going to get stronger. And it won't be as wispy looking. You won't have all these shoots flying all over the place. Cut all of those back, and it will bloom. Now, the other thing that really helps is I want you to get a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza will double the size of that root system in 1 year. And that root system will be able to pick up phosphorus in the ground. Now, there's two products that have mycorrhiza. The first one is called Biotone, B-I-O-T-O-N-E. It's made by Espoma. And Espoma is a company that makes Hollytone and Plantone that a lot of you use for your evergreen and flowering shrubs. It's all organic. It's all natural. But Biotone has mycorrhiza, and that will help a plant to give you flowers. The other one is from Organica. It's called Plant Growth Activator. And either one of those, applied in the spring and then again in the fall, you're going to see a big difference in the quality of that plant. Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, and next up we have June on the line who's calling about lady's mantle.
Okay, June, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have quite a bit of Alcamilla, lady's mantle.
Yes.
And it's gotten really messy looking. Is it okay to cut it back to the ground at this time of year, or do I have to wait to spring?
No, you can cut it back right now if you... I love lady's mantle.
I do, too.
And especially in the early morning when you get the little dew droplets on those leaves, it really does look good. But
they look like diamonds.
Yeah, it almost looks like it's got a bracelet around the edge of the leaves. I have a fairly large patch in my backyard, one of my gardens, and in the fall when I clean the beds, I cut it right down to the ground, just like I do most of my perennials.
Oh, good.
Pull up the grasses that come up. And then in the spring, it comes up. It's got all new leaves. You don't have a lot of brown, dead stuff mixed in with all that new foliage. And also in the spring, if you want to divide it, you can, you know, dig it up and divide it at that point. But if you can clean it up now, it's going to make it look a lot neater and a lot nicer when spring arrives.
That's what I was hoping for.
Good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great Christmas season now. Bye-bye, June. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have William on the line who's got a couple questions, one about a fig tree and also about Easter lilies.
Okay, William, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Paul,
morning.
About 30 years ago, I bought a fig tree, and it gets beautiful foliage, and never have I ever gotten any figs. Well, a couple years ago, I did get about 3 figs the size of a marble, and that's it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Now, where do you live, William?
Rhode Island.
You live in Rhode Island. Okay. So it's a plant that you leave in your yard during the winter.
That's correct.
Okay. Now,
which I do wrap.
You do wrap it. Okay. Now, what do you wrap it with? Do you put straw or hay or anything around it?
Just a lot of leaves and a blanket and a canvas over it, and that's about all I do, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've done just about everything, because I know when we lived in Scituate, what we used to do is I drove 4 big tomato stakes around the plant, about 18 inches away from the plant, and when the ground froze, I wrapped burlap around it, and then I stuffed it full of pine needles and leaves. And then one year I forgot to put in the stakes and the ground froze, so I had a lot of trash bags filled with leaves and pine needles, and I just built like a wall all the way around it. And then, like you, I wrapped it with a piece of plastic, and it did really, really well. Now, what are you feeding it? Are you putting any fertilizer at all in there?
No, I'm not, Paul.
Okay. Try this Biotone or Plant Growth Activator.
Oh, yeah.
I have had such good luck with that. I mean, I've been using it on my tomatoes, and my tomato plants, up until this past year with that blight, I have never had to spray any fungicides on my tomatoes at all season. And 2 years ago when we had a garden tour at my house, everybody that came was just flabbergasted because the leaves stayed green all the way to the bottom. I put in 24 tomato plants because I like to make spaghetti sauce. And when I switched over to Plant Growth Activator from Organica, that year, we ate them as they were coming. In the fall, we stopped eating as much as we were to allow them to mature. And on 24 tomato plants, I had one wheelbarrow full of red and pink tomatoes, and then another wheelbarrow full of green and yellow tomatoes. I mean, it just blew my mind how big the tomatoes were and how many there were to a clump.
Wow.
So either Plant Growth Activator from Organica or Biotone from Espoma. They make Holytone and Plantone. As a matter of fact, they've had such good results with it, with the Biotone, that they are using this mycorrhiza in Holytone and Plantone permanently right now. Before, it was never in there. But they've had such good results with it. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria, and it grows on the root system of the plant. And a shrub or a perennial or even a rose bush, it will double the size of that root system in one growing season. But what is so unique about this particular root system that it grows, the root system from the mycorrhiza can break down fertilizer in the ground that the normal root cannot get.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, the root system of any plant can get what's called water-soluble fertilizer. But there is a very high percentage of non-soluble. Non-soluble is put in there so that the microbes will break it down slowly so that there's continuous feeding of the plant. But the mycorrhiza can attack that fertilizer and get it into the plant much, much faster. So you try that next year at the time of planting, either Biotone or Plant Growth Activator, and you're going to see a tremendous difference. I planted perennials in front of my house 2 years ago, and I planted a whole bunch of perennials underneath two Crimson King maple trees. And the following year, that Crimson King maple just blew my mind. It normally grows 6 to 8 inches of new growth every year. Last year, it grew 20 to 22 inches on every single branch.
Oh, that's amazing.
For my neighbor to come across the street and say, "What did you do to your tree? I can't believe how big it grew in 1 year." It really is something. So you give that a try, and you're going to see a big, big difference.
Yeah. How about my Easter lily?
Your Easter lily?
My Easter lilies are ready to bloom outside, and I'm just wondering what I should do with them.
Well, there really isn't much that you can do. I mean, if you don't bring them in, they're going to freeze. And if that bud freezes, that means there's no flower for next year. So you may want to dig them, pot them up, and that way you can enjoy them inside.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and specials. Several sets of tools are on special, and when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them, and they're guaranteed for life. That's RadiusGarden.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call. We've got some open lines, and we'll take your call right now. We were talking about the Easter lily coming up. Mother Nature is really, really mixed up. When I was decorating a blue spruce yesterday, I noticed near this blue spruce, I had planted some dwarf sunflowers. Well, around the tree, there must have been 150 seedlings from the sunflowers that have germinated. And like this man from Rhode Island, the Easter lily thought it was springtime and was beginning to emerge. And, you know, it is December, and eventually where you live, the weather's going to turn. So if you've got kind of a fluke-type thing happening where you've got an Easter lily just coming out of the ground, definitely dig it up, pot it up, bring it in the house, and then enjoy it. And then what you need to do is you need to have that bulb continue to grow after it flowers for a minimum of 6 weeks so that it has a chance to absorb the energy from the sun and make energy that's put back down into the bulb. And then in May, in April, replant it. But you need to keep it actively growing when it finishes blooming for 6 weeks, and then put it in the cellar and let it go dormant and plant it in the garden later on during the month of April. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Rosalind on the line, who's calling about begonias.
Rosalind, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to get through to you. I usually take in my tuberous begonias and put them in newspaper and so forth. This year I was lazy and decided to leave them in soil. So my question is, do they have to be watered occasionally during the winter? I'm worried that they might dry out. I'm really not sure what to do.
I'll tell you, Rosalind, you won't believe the difference in the quality of those plants. When we lived in Massachusetts, we had the perfect area for tuberous begonias. And the first year, like you, they got a frost. I would cut it to the ground, get rid of the old foliage, dig it up, and I would store it in my basement in peat moss. And they did very well. Mm-hmm. The second year, I grew some in pots. So when the frost hit them, I brought the potted ones in, dug the ones from the garden, stored them both in the basement, but no water. If you give them water and your basement gets warm, they're going to think the winter's over and they're going to start to grow. But what I found was this. In March, I went in the basement. I took my potted tuberous begonias, cleaned off the top of the soil, put it on a sunny windowsill, added some water and some liquid food, and they came to life like I couldn't believe, because they were in a pot of soil with all of the roots established. And even though the plant went totally bone dry and the bulb went dormant, it was already in place and ready to go. And the ones that I kept in pots in the basement for the winter, the following year were, I'm going to say, at least 50% larger and at least 50% more blooms on them. So the soil contains the roots. It also prevents the bulb from drying out because there's soil around it, even though the soil is bone dry. And the best place to put these tuberous begonias is right on the cement floor in your basement, where you've got cold coming off of the floor.
I don't have a basement.
So where are you keeping?
I put them in a room, you know, which I've always done, because in the past, sometimes if I've left them in the garage, I might find that, you know, when it was real cold, they got killed.
Yeah. As long as you don't water them, they're going to be fine.
Okay, even in the house.
Okay, even in the house. If you water them, it's going to think the spring arrived, and you're going to have a problem.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, keep them in that room, you know, and as long as it's away from baseboard heat.
Yes.
And, you know, away from any heat source, but you cannot water.
Okay.
And then in early March, pot them up, put them in a sunny window, and you're going to get a head start, and you'll have flowers so much earlier in your garden. You're going to absolutely love it. If we can help you, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Talk with Jared, and he'll get you set up.